receiving the sacrament of the altar. But it is also a document that teaches the power of God's word, and because of his power, the true and only hope of salvation in Christ. Again, I encourage everyone to turn to page 329. This evening we concentrate on questions 15 and 16, but I will also have you turn back the page, and when we get there, you'll know. As the previous questions and answers of Luther's document had revealed such a proper reliance upon the surety of God's word, not only bringing to the lips of the one being prepared the proper doctrine which comes from God's word, but also bringing God's actual words to be spoken, as Christ's words of institution are repeated there in the answer to question 12. What flows from saying Christ's words in that answer to 12 is the reminder from where it is that belief is created. Questions 13 and 14 then rightly teach that belief is only from the power of God's word, not only with regards to the matter of faith in general, but all of the articles of faith included in that understanding of faith, including the real presence of Christ's body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine. Now, there's a little something about question 15, however, that needs adjusting, and it would strengthen Luther's emphasis on God's word. As I said this morning, if Luther were here, I'd make this suggestion to him, yet nervously. In Luther's question 15, the ones doing the preparation, he has asked themselves this. Look at 15. What should we do when we eat his body and drink his blood, and in this way receive his pledge? Now, this is catechetical instruction. So, in order to show you how this question can be strengthened, I'll have you turn back one page. Just turn one page back, and you'll see page 326 on the left-hand side there. In the right-hand column of page 326, you see the burgundy letters, the sacrament of the altar. And just below that header, you see the very first question, what is the sacrament of the altar? Now, look at the answer. It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself, for us Christians to eat and to drink. This answer reveals other truths regarding the sacrament. First and foremost, what is the sacrament? Answer, as it is supplied there, it is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next truth that is revealed within this answer is, where is it located? Under the bread and the wine. Then the next two truths within this answer reveal how question 15 of Luther's other document could be strengthened. Another truth revealed within this answer is, who gave it to us? It was instituted by Christ himself, is what it says. And being instituted by Christ himself, the final truth revealed within this answer does not ask, what are we to do with it? But rather, what does Christ intend to do with it? Answer, he instituted it for you Christians to eat and to drink. Did you hear the blessed truth within that answer? The blessed for having just brought Christ's very words of institution to your lips through the answer of 12, which are Christ's words of institution, right? Within those words of Christ, you are told by Christ himself, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Now, although question 15, as it stands, as Luther wrote it, still properly teaches what is going on in the eating and drinking, it's important to have the mindset of who is behind the verbs. So that man does not come to think that he can bring anything to the sacrament. What should we do when we eat? Comes across as law. What should we do about our doing? So I emphasize, it's Christ's intent. That's gospel. Christ intends for you to remember his, to remember and proclaim his death and the shedding of his blood as he taught you this do as often as you drink it. That is the answer. We should remember and proclaim his death until he comes again, as the scriptures say. Now, the this do part, this do as often as you drink it, what does he mean by this do? What's the this? This do? What's this? The remembering and the proclaiming of his death and the shedding of his blood. That's the this. This do. Remember and proclaim my death and the shedding of my blood. Yes, there is intent given by Christ. It is to remember and proclaim his death. But it must also be kept in mind that he is the one who brought this about by instituting the sacrament. And he is the one continuing to bring this about by having his under-shepherds, his spiritual fathers, feed his very children. Now, then we move on. Thus, question 16 moves on to give even more focus amidst the blessed meal that is about to take place. It asks, why should we remember and proclaim his death? Wow, what a fantastic question to ask in preparation for receiving the sacrament. Why? For the old Adam in all of mankind would rather trust in his presumed righteousness. Christ crucified is offensive because Christ crucified means that God gets all the glory in the salvation of man. Christ crucified means that man cannot merit anything. Christ crucified means that the old Adam must die. And thus, Luther's answer brings that old Adam to be quenched and drowned. Why remember and proclaim Christ's death, as question 16 asks? Only the new man answers. First, so we may learn to believe that no creature can make satisfaction for our sin. Only Christ, true God and man, could do that. Notice who's doing the doing. Second, so we may learn to be horrified by our sins and regard them as very serious. Yet again, an exhortation to self-examination according to God's Ten Commandments. Why is that important? Because it drives you to need the sacrament. And third, so we may find joy and comfort in Christ alone. And through faith in him, learning to trust in emotions and feelings inside of yourselves, as well as the many other idols that are trusted in outside of yourselves. Remembering and proclaiming Christ's death, remembering and proclaiming Christ crucified, as Luther says, is alone your peace, your joy, and your comfort. It's what Christ intended. It's what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. What a blessed preparation indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.